We're all on slaves. Many of us have said, NATO said in 2000, some of it has validity. But all of that is being said now in the primary. There's nothing that I know of that NATO is saying that Kucinich and I are not saying in the primary. So what does he need to say in November for if it's being debated now and we're dealing with it in the convention? And we'll come out of the convention. And we'll come out of the convention with a nominee. That's why I give credit to Senator Kerry that the debates are not limited. Everyone is being heard. We are saying many of the things he said he wanted said. He should have endorsed one of us. Let's come out with a winner and beat George Bush and not have a clash.
I think the American people tonight will be well served if we can describe, for example, why we all aren't for a universal, single-payer, not-for-profit health care system. I think the American people will be well served if we can describe why, for example, Senator Kerry and Senator Edwards are not for canceling NAFTA and the WTO, as I would do, because that is how you save the manufacturing jobs. And I think they'd be well served if they would be able to see the connection, and as I will just explain, between the cost of the war in Iraq and cuts in healthcare, education, job creation, veterans benefits, housing programs. See, this debate ought to be about substantive differences, which we do have, and I have the greatest respect for Senator Edwards and Senator Kerry, but we have substantive differences along these lines that I think it would help to explicate here tonight.
All of you are pledged to support the winner of this.
When he tried to say there's a difference between us on trade just now, he said there's a difference in the record versus what we're going to do. That's not what people are looking for. On the record, I have consistently fought to put in the trade agreements enforceable measures that allow us to stand up and fight for workers. In the China trade agreements, which incidentally, John voted for, we have anti-surge, anti-dumping provisions. The president hasn't enforced them. Moreover, John has just misrepresented the position that I've taken. I am not only going to have a 120-day review of every trade agreement so that we have smart, thoughtful people look and see what's working and what isn't working, but he knows very well that I have also pledged for a number of years that we should have no trade agreement that does not also have labor and environment standards contained within it.
We can talk about the same old Washington talk, but all due respect, Jack, you told the New York Times that NAFTA should exist, and I think that NAFTA should not exist. Now, when we're going back to both, you know, Senator Kerry and you have a good background in the law. Senator Kerry, you knew full well that when NAFTA was passed and when the WTO passed, that it was written specifically so as not to provide for workers' rights, human rights, and environmental quality principles. It's kind of like crying crocodile tears for workers after millions of jobs have been lost in this country to say, well, we're going to fix it. The fact of the matter is the WTO does not permit any modification. It was written that way. And so I've said, as president, I will cancel NAFTA and the WTO and go back to bilateral trade, which will save those jobs in Ohio.
Let's give Senator Kerry a chance to respond.
Yes, some of those jobs are going to go overseas. And I've been very honest with workers about it. I mean, I stood in a UAW hall in Dayton the other day, and a fellow asked me, the shop steward said, can you promise me you're going to stop all the jobs from being outsourced? I said, no, I can't promise that.
But I want to say something about this immigration issue, though. What the immigration and the migrant workers who come up from Mexico, what this is all about is corporations seeking cheap labor, which, by the way, is what NAFTA and the WTO are about. Larry, take away the incentive to cheap labor from these corporations, and then you give people who are here some dignity.
Companies will no longer be able to simply surprise their workers with a pink slip instead of a paycheck. They're going to be required to give their workers 3 months' notice if their jobs are being exported offshore.
We have to keep these guys honest. You can't say that I had to vote on Iraq despite some of the flaws, but you shouldn't have voted on NAFTA with the clause. We gotta be straight and come with a platform that makes sense.
This
costs jobs for Americans. And it's an unequivocal evidence that it costs Americans jobs. People were unemployed. It also went below labor and human rights standards abroad. We need to cancel NAFTA unequivocally. We need to have standards that we would not be able to make sure that would put laborers in those kinds of situations. We cannot protect American corporations and call that patriotic, and not protect American workers and call that protection.
Dennis.
Larry, throughout this campaign, I visited city after city where I've seen grass growing in parking lots where they used to make steel, they used to make tires, they used to make ships. And let me tell you something. NAFTA and the WTO must be canceled. Let me tell you why. The WTO, for example, it doesn't permit any alterations. When we, as members of Congress, sought from the administration a Section 201 procedure to stop the dumping of steel into our markets so we could stop our American steel jobs from being crushed, the World Trade Organization ruled against the United States and said we had no right to do that. Now, the World Trade Organization, as long as we belong to it, will not let us protect the jobs. This is the reason why we have outsourcing going on right now. We can't tax it, we can't put tariffs on it, and that's why I say, in order to protect jobs in this country and to be able to create an enforceable structure for trade, we need to get out of NAFTA, get out of the WTO, stop the Free Trade Agreement of America, stop the Central American Free Trade.
You can do that by edict.
Well, the president has the power to withdraw from both NAFTA and the WTO upon a 6-month notice, and I would exercise that authority to help save American jobs.
Janet has a question on immigration.
I am not only going to have a 120-day review of every trade agreement so that we have smart, thoughtful people.
In order to protect jobs in this country and to be able to create an enforceable structure for trade, we need to get out of NAFTA, get out of the WTO.
As president, I will cancel NAFTA and the WTO and go back to bilateral trade, which will save those jobs in Ohio.